This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Sanctuary bill risks millions in federal jail reimbursements, Slaw warns. House Bill 26-1276 would tighten limits on state cooperation with federal immigration authorities, and Representative Scott Slaw says the move could cost Colorado and its counties more than $4 million a year in federal reimbursements, while the state fiscal note captures only a fraction of the exposure. Ooh, Denver. Colorado's latest sanctuary policy bill carries a state fiscal note of $131,643, but Representative Scott Slaw says the real cost is the federal money the state stands to lose if it walls off local jails from immigration enforcement. House Bill 26-1276, titled Protect Safety of Individuals Who Are Immigrants, cleared the House Finance Committee on a 7-4 vote on April 13, 2026, and is now in House Appropriations before a possible floor vote. The pre-amended bill would layer new restrictions on top of existing Colorado law limiting state engagement with federal immigration authorities. It creates civil penalty liability for state agencies whose employees intentionally violate personal information protections for immigrants and requires any agency served an unsealed federal immigration subpoena to forward a copy to the Colorado Department of Public Safety for public publication and to notify the subject once the subpoena is fulfilled. The bill also bars governmental entities and airports from engaging with federal immigration authorities to transport detained individuals, with civil penalties for violations. It expands the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's authority to inspect facilities that detain non-citizens for civil immigration proceedings, adds reporting obligations for law enforcement agencies and multi-jurisdictional task forces, and authorizes license revocation penalties for facilities that refuse inspection. Slaw, a Republican who represents House District 64, told listeners on The Kim Monson Show on April 20, 2026, that the bill's most consequential effect is not in the state budget. It is in the federal reimbursement stream tied to Colorado's cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Slaw said the state of Colorado gets over $4 million all total between the state and individual counties in reimbursements from the federal government when they cooperate between state and federal agencies. He warned the state is potentially at risk for losing that reimbursement if this bill passes and if Colorado continues some of its sanctuary state policies, which is obviously concerning, he said, given the massive budget struggles that Colorado is facing. The program Slaw is referring to is the Federal State Criminal Alien Assistance Program, or SCAP. According to the United States Department of Justice's Bureau of Justice Assistance, which administers the program with United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, SCAP reimburses states and localities for correctional officer salary costs of incarcerating undocumented inmates with at least one felony or two misdemeanor convictions who were held at least 4 consecutive days. According to Slaw, Colorado and its counties received more than $4 million in SCAP reimbursements in fiscal year 2024. In a guest commentary for the Rocky Mountain Voice published April 13, Slaw wrote that the Colorado Department of Corrections applied for and received $1,388,784 in 2024 for incarcerating several hundred criminal alien felons, and that county awards ranged from $1,224 to Mesa County to $300,701 to Adams County. Those figures are Slaw's own breakdown of 2024 SCAP awards and have not been independently verified against a Bureau of Justice Assistance award list. The state fiscal note tells a different, narrower story. The Legislative Council staff second revised fiscal note, dated April 16, 2021, $641,643 in new state revenue in fiscal year 2026-27 and $72,315 in fiscal year 2027, all flowing into a newly created Immigration Facility Inspection and Detention Cash Fund at CDPHE. State expenditures match that revenue, with $107,283 appropriated from the general fund to CDPHE in the first year. Because the new revenue is subject to TABOR, the fiscal note projects a matching $131,643 reduction in taxpayer refunds in fiscal year 2026-27. Crucially, the fiscal note's federal funds line is zero. Legislative Council staff did not attempt to quantify any potential loss of SCAP reimbursements or other federal funds tied to immigration cooperation. That omission is at the heart of SLAW's critique. The state is counting a small inspection program revenue gain, while the federal exposure SLAW document sits outside the official ledger. The same fiscal note confirms that the Colorado Department of Law's Federal Initiatives Unit is already defending two lawsuits challenging prior state legislation limiting cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The bill's prime sponsors are Democrat representatives Elizabeth Velasco of Glenwood Springs, representing House District 57, and Lorena Garcia of unincorporated Adams County, representing House District 35. In a March 17 statement released by Colorado House Democrats after House judiciary passage, Representative Velasco said the bill pushes back against federal overreach to safeguard your constitutional rights and shore up existing privacy protections. Representative Garcia said the bill is about keeping all Coloradans safe while ensuring accountability and transparency. 26 House Democrats have signed on as co-sponsors. The bill first cleared House Judiciary on a 6-5 vote March 17, 2026, with Representatives Bacon, Carter, Clifford, Garcia, Mabry, and Zocahi voting yes, and Representatives Espinoza, Flanell, Kelty, Slaw, and Soper voting no. House Finance then advanced the measure 7-4 on April 13, 2026, with Representatives Kumacho, Garcia, Marshall, R. Stewart, Titoni, Woodrow, and Zocahi voting yes, and Representatives Brooks, Gonzalez, Hartsook, and Sober voting no. Slaw sits on Judiciary and Energy and Environment, not Finance, and recorded his no vote at the The bill now sits in House Appropriations. Slaw said on the show he expects a full House vote next week or soon. Slaw is a freshman legislator. A Republican vacancy committee selected him on the first ballot in September 2025 to fill the seat vacated by former Representative Ryan Armugost, who resigned to move out of state. A 23-year United States Army Reserve officer and owner of a Johnstown homebuilding company, Slaw represents West Greeley, Johnstown, Milliken, Berthoud, and Meade. He has flagged several other bills this session as priorities for his district, but immigration cost exposure is the issue he has taken most public. And now, Kim's perspective. Coloradans are being asked to shoulder a bill that the state's own fiscal note treats as a rounding error, while millions in federal reimbursements quietly slide off the table. The $131,643 Tabor hit is not the whole story, and a little here, a little there becomes a lot. When our elected representatives cut off cooperation with federal law enforcement, they are making a choice about whose interests come first, and taxpayers keep ending up last. The consent of the governed means consenting to the real costs, not the ones a fiscal analyst decided to show you. If sanctuary policy is worth pursuing, the sponsors should say plainly what it will cost, and let Coloradans decide whether that price is one they are willing to pay. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.